Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The 1988 presidential marathon is 12 days from the finish line, with one runner now working to keep his steady, comfortable lead, the other trying to shift tactics very late in the race.
This is Judy Muller with the Bush campaign.
My Lord, Kiddushim.
Remembering the Holocaust, its victims and survivors, George Bush made a new campaign promise to a gathering of Jewish Americans at the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles.
As president, I will raise my voice in the full force of federal law when it is violated against every hate group, desecrator, and demagogue, brown shirt, white shirt, or bow tie, Skokie, Brooklyn, Chicago, wherever it is, the villain is the same.
Later, at a star-studded reception, Bush made another pledge to put an end to negative campaigning.
We're not going to be talking on the negative sign anymore. I'm sorry Clint Eastwood isn't here. Remember how he'd say, make my day? Now my opponent says, have a nice vacation as the prisoners come out of the jail. So but now it's going to be a kinder and gentler finish for this campaign.
Dozens of Hollywood stars showed up for the event, hosted by Bob Hope.
And I thought it might be a nice idea to have this Hollywood party for George Bush. I mean, he served Ronald Reagan well for 8 years, and I thought how he would like to meet some real actors.
Today, Bush picks up an endorsement at the California Highway Patrol Academy before heading to Nebraska. Judy Muller, CBS News with the Bush campaign in Los Angeles.
Bush running mate Dan Quayle encountered steady heckling last night at a rally in Syracuse, New York.
12 days to go to this campaign. Now just sit down.
Quayle told the crowd Dukakis is having trouble deciding what to be for Halloween.
If he dresses up as a moderate, he scares the liberals in his party. If he dresses as a conservative, nobody will believe it. And if he comes as he is, he scares the American people.
Democrat Dukakis, interviewed by Dan Rather on the CBS Evening News, conceded he had waited too long to respond to the GOP's negative advertising effort. He also stressed populist themes, which, as Rob Armstrong reports, is now ingrained in the Dukakis strategy.
If there is a one-sentence summary of the candidate's message now, it is that Dukakis is one of the common people, and George Bush is not. This new populism has been at the heart of Dukakis' speeches, in his television interviews, and at the three town meetings he's attended this week. It was no accident of symbolism that his last town meeting last night was in Independence, Missouri, home of Harry Truman.
I wonder today sometimes how President Truman would have done in this age of media whizzes and negative advertising and all of this kind of stuff, because he was just so real, wasn't he? I mean, there was not a phony bone in that man's body. He was who he was.
Dukakis heads home to Boston later today, his last stop in his home state until Election Day. The centerpiece of his endgame strategy is California. He'll make 2 trips there in the last 10 days of the race, evidence of the fact that Dukakis knows that if he is to pull off his November miracle, he cannot do it without California. Rob Armstrong, CBS News with the Dukakis campaign in Kansas City.
And if you're keeping tabs, the latest Federal Election Commission reports as of October 19th show George Bush outspending Dukakis by $5 million. When last heard from, those California gray whales were within 1,000 feet of open sea off Point Barrow, Alaska, and a pair of Soviet icebreakers was heading for home after smashing through the remaining ice pack. Correspondent David Dow reports.
By last night, a new plan reached its conclusion. Once again, a Russian icebreaker carved an escape channel for the whales. But this time, the whales were less than 1,000 feet from freedom, in the last of a new chain of breathing holes forged toward open ocean by Eskimo rescue crews. There was urgency as the ship moved in. The weather was getting colder, dropping toward 20 below zero. How long could the water, the open lead, stay open? Such were the questions facing rescue coordinator Ron Morris.
It was more appropriate to make a break than take a chance that the weather would really get bad tomorrow and the lead that we saw tonight would be less available to the animals.
This morning, scientists will visit the site where the whales were last seen, hoping to find that they've followed the Russian ships to open sea, to a freedom that has defied them for 3 weeks. David Dow, CBS News, Barrow, Alaska.
This is Michael Kopp in Wellington, New Zealand. Near Auckland, 80 pilot whales, smaller cousins of the greys, have been stranded on a beach for 2 days. No one knows why it happens here up to 60 times a year. Researchers say it might be magnetic abnormalities in the Earth. New Zealand sits on the Pacific Ring of active volcanoes. But when the whales come ashore, hundreds of people literally hold them in their arms until they're freed or die. This time, they saved 54 of the marine mammals, and there was elation all around. The dead whales will be dissected to try to learn why they grounded. Michael Kopp for CBS News, Wellington, New Zealand.
The French government has ordered a drug company to resume distributing its RU486 abortion pill within France. The company says it will comply just 3 days after halting distribution of the drug under pressure from Right to Life groups.
3, 2, 1... Feu. Allumage.
The European Space Agency successfully launched an Ariane rocket last night from the coast of French Guiana. It carried a 5-channel French TV satellite, one that will beam shows directly to home receivers from stationary orbit 22,000 miles in space. West German authorities say they have foiled a terrorist plot. Jesse Schulman reports.
Police say they've arrested 13 suspected Palestinian guerrillas and found guns, ammunition, and explosives in searches in 4 cities. The investigation is continuing, they say, and more arrests are possible. The target of any planned attack is not yet clear. Police have said they think the intended target was outside West Germany and say there's no indication so far the group's plans involved TWA 847 hijacker Mohammed Hamadi on trial in a high-security Frankfurt courtroom. Those arrested reportedly belong to a hardline Syrian-based group, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command. A West German foreign ministry official said it's too early to tell whether any foreign government may have been behind the group's activities. Jesse Schulman for CBS News, Bonn.
The Los Angeles Times reports it's feared Saudi businessman Adnan Khashoggi does not intend to surrender voluntarily to face American fraud and racketeering charges in the Ferdinand Marcos case, and that federal agents have now obtained an arrest warrant for him. Khashoggi is said to be lying low at a European country and may return home to Saudi Arabia. That 3-week strike by 2,100 Hollywood movie studio drivers is over. A member of the Teamsters local ratified the contract last night. The dollar is higher overseas, gold is unchanged, and on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead, 9.43. 10 past the hour.